ALS, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, is an especially cruel and debilitating neurodegenerative disease. People who are diagnosed with it often succumb within 2 to 5 years. There's a group of people with ALS living at a center outside Boston, and they're living longer and more meaningful lives than ever thought possible. The place is the Leonard Florence Center for Living. It's a skilled nursing facility in a contemporary brick building along a hillside in Chelsea, Massachusetts. Inside, something revolutionary is happening, thanks to two men who make an unlikely pair. First, Barry Berman. He's a gentle, avuncular 64-year-old who comes to work in a pullover and a tie and loves what he does. He runs the center.
I think I have the best job in the world because I go to work every day, and my mission is just to try to make people have a better quality of life.
The other half of the pair is 49-year-old Steve Sailing, a self-proclaimed rebel with long blondish hair and a penchant for T-shirts and Birkenstocks. He lives at the center because he has ALS.
I was told my life expectancy was between 3 and 5 years. I've always had a problem with authority. I don't like to accept what makes no sense to me.
Sailing was diagnosed 12 years ago. His arms and legs are paralyzed now. He communicates through a computer because ALS took away his voice. He uses a tiny mouse, a metallic circle, on the bridge of his glasses to point at words and letters scrolling rapid fire on a computer screen. The computer is mounted to his wheelchair. It takes a few minutes for him to piece together a sentence. Sailing is blunt about his condition.
I am completely dependent on others, and will be for the rest of my life. I require help if I want to have my position changed at night. I cannot scratch my head or rub my eyes, even when an eyelash gets in there.
Sailing used to work as a landscape architect. In fact, he specialized in making public spaces accessible for the disabled, including the Rose Kennedy Greenway in Boston. When he was diagnosed with ALS, he had a newborn son. Sailing had always liked to noodle around with technology, a real Inspector Gadget, he says. That passion, his need for long-term nursing care, and Barry Berman's vision of nursing care converged. Berman recalls when the two were introduced at an ALS conference in Boston.
From this point on, I do believe a higher power just took over and made this happen.
Berman was on a mission to reconceptualize the design of a traditional nursing home to make it more like a residence that happens to have state-of-the-art nursing care. He envisioned private bedrooms opening up to a communal living area. It would be nonprofit. Berman says Steve Sailing was all about customizing technology for people with disabilities.
And Steve single-handedly designed a household where he would live the rest of his life and have all the technology and the care that he would need so he could lead an independent life.
The place is wired with computers that help residents do things their hands can't do. Sailing says the individual components of the system are off-the-shelf stuff and just need Wi-Fi and a browser. He worked with a home automation software company to tailor the system for people with disabilities. Sailing leads us on a tour from his wheelchair.
This is the bakery and cafe. We have a full-time baker who makes amazing homemade fresh pastry daily. There is a 15-foot screen that drops from the ceiling for movies and events, like the Super Bowl.
Down the hall, there's a chapel with stained glass windows. Farther down, there's a day spa with a massage therapist. People with ALS can still feel the touch of a hand. Sailing moves his head ever so slightly to aim at an infrared dot on the wall that lets him call for the elevator. He selects the third floor. We step out to a sunny foyer. The floor is called the Steve Sailing ALS Residence. It's one of two ALS floors. Each has 10 rooms. There's a mailbox and a doorbell. No need to ring it, though. Sailing opens the door with a signal to his computer.
Welcome to my home. By looking, you would never know that this is a nursing home. We are in the living room now, complete with an electric fireplace.
There's a pristine kitchen and a long woodblock dining table. Residents create their own menus, even if they're on a feeding tube, as Sailing is. And when he wants a drink, Sailing's a bourbon man, he takes a shot of Maker's Mark through the tube. He leads us to his bedroom.
I can control the lights, the window shade, the thermostat, the TV, and home theater, and any electrical device, like my fan.
He turns on the TV, ESPN. There are dozens of books and CDs, including his favorite Stones album.
Sticky Fingers.
The walls are raspberry. His mom painted them. They're covered with framed family photos and a huge surrealistic painting he once made. There's also a private bathroom with a ceiling lift that, with the help of staff, carries Sailing from his wheelchair to the shower or toilet.
I even have a remote-controlled bidet to wash and dry my bum so that I maintain that independence.
Every human being is entitled to good care and to live with dignity.
Again, CEO Barry Berman.
Many of our ALS residents, when they have been admitted here, hadn't experienced a shower in several years. We take our ventilator residents in the shower and people have showers. That's human dignity, that every human being should have warm water cascading over their body. That's not innovative. But when we give someone on a ventilator a shower, it takes four people.
Many of the residents here with ALS have lived well beyond their prognoses. Barry Berman believes that's partly because of the quality of the care. He says there are two or three times as many nurses and aides on duty than in a typical nursing home. And they know the residents so well, they can immediately spot an infection and keep them out of the emergency room.
Because of that, we sometimes go 6 months, we could go a year without an empty bed. And when you average two or three calls a week from desperate people throughout the country and around the world, it's really heartbreaking. We weren't prepared for people living as long as they're living here.
So that's clearly a blessing, but it also increases the demand for beds that you don't have open.
Exactly. And one time I just noticed our admissions person was in tears. And I said, "What's the matter? What did something happen?" She says, "I just can't take all these ALS calls."
It costs the center $50,000 a year to take care of each resident with ALS. That's after Medicaid, and nearly all of them are on Medicaid. Barry Berman's goal is to replicate this home, but that won't happen without more philanthropy. As for Steve Sailing, he can't wait for the day when everyone has access to this kind of technology and care. For now, he savors what he and Berman have created.
The most satisfying part of my day would have to be towards the end of the day, especially when I have a particularly productive day. When I can medicate with cannabis, kick my feet up, and watch a good movie in my home theater. It is relaxing and very satisfying.
He says life is good. For photos of Steve Sailing and the ALS residents at the Leonard Florence Center for Living, go to our website, hereandnow.org.